This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. As we continue reading our way through the remaining books of the Bible before the end of this year, keep your heart open for God to speak to you. Pray for insight, then ask God to help you apply what you're learning to your own life. That's how we grow as Christians. It's been said, "The Lord looks not for ability or inability, but availability." You'll see this beautifully illustrated when you read Philemon. Being Philemon's slave, Onesimus was not ready to accept Philemon's Christianity. He probably thought to himself, "If I was free and rich like him, then I'd become a Christian too." In fact, he became a runaway slave, but God led him to Paul, who was in prison. Circumstances made him see that Christianity was not only for the privileged, it was also for forgotten people like prisoners and slaves. Paul was used to win Onesimus to the Lord. As Onesimus made himself available to God, he became profitable to Paul. He helped Paul in any way he could. But Paul felt obligated to send him back to Philemon, his master. Having discipled him, Paul was confident he would also be profitable to Philemon. This letter was written to encourage Philemon to be an available instrument in the hands of God to lovingly accept Onesimus back and help this young convert grow. Paul expected him to do this and even more. Yes, availability is the name of the game. Ask yourself, am I available to God for whatever He might ask of me? I hope you are. And if you'd like to review this message, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.